Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah, JBs! We back, baby!
We back!
Look at this! Look at this! Look at this Rowdy's gear, dude!
Why are you acting
best
like
in the business.
Rowdy royalty right now?
Best in the business. The Rowdies. You got your Rowdies gear last night.
I know.
We're all rowdied up over here. It's a Rowdies family now. It's a Tampa Bay Rowdies family. All right? Best gear ever. Holy shit. Even their soccer balls for kids were great.
I know.
That's like a real ball you could use in a game. Unbelievable.
We've received no gear.
Yeah, yeah. You guys get nothing. You guys get absolutely nothing.
Okay, just letting the fans know.
Did we not?
Here's the thing. Them? No, and I'm going to be honest with you on this one. Their merch is so popular, they were sold out of most of the stuff. So we'll put this on the desk. There was like one scarf left. I got a hat, a couple t-shirts, but they don't have anything in child small for Giorgio.
For Giorgio, yeah.
Delco's a large. They didn't have any larges.
Because the most common size.
God forbid he wears his natural size of an XL. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was a medium.
Is it? Are you wearing
not
mediums
that
or large?
He's a medium, I'm saying,
no,
to get.
No, because you shrink down.
Yeah, the tightness.
What are you wearing these days?
Just a large. Yeah.
Just a large. Yeah.
He's breaking out of that large, though.
Yeah, so they didn't have any of that.
What size could you have gotten for Bob?
They didn't have a large for Bob either. Bob looks like a medium or a large, and they didn't have that. They sent him some XLs and everything else, but. You could not, Giorgio.
As a dress.
Well, yeah, yeah. If you fucking
right? He's like
5'2",
150.
Yeah, also, our fan base, I feel like it's really going to hit with that 3XL.
So they have plenty of those. I'm not kidding either.
Shots fired.
There was, there was one polo they sent that was like a 3XL. And I was like, oh, you have plenty of these? And they were like, yeah, yeah. But I guess that's good news. If you're going to have a smaller organization, and I think Bob brought it up earlier before we got on air, Like these minor league teams have the best merch on the planet. That way everybody's buying your shit and promoting your brand.
Yeah.
How about the bag they sent me?
Yeah, exactly.
A carry-on bag is the dopest thing out of all that duffel. The duffel bag.
Good merch so you have visibility.
Yeah.
And then you start building the team after that.
I think that's key, right? It's kind of like Wrexham and I'm all in. But they said they'll be back in stock as the season goes on. We're only three games in right now. And they have a really good fan base, so I'm amped. But we will get some Rowdies merch for you guys. They're sold out, though, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing people are into the Rowdies. That means people are going to the games, hopefully, and buying the Hard AF Seltzer. Speaking of which, show goes on, kids. We're actually in Miami today, and this is pre-taped. We're in Miami today, and this is pre-taped. And you're going out with some of the peeps tomorrow, you know?
I am. What do you mean?
Going out with some of the people. You're going out
Is it everybody.
Delco and Giorgio? Who are you going out with tomorrow?
Here's what's happening.
Yeah. We have a suite for Friday night.
Yeah. Yes. Friday, I'm going to see everybody.
With all of
anyone
our listeners.
Anyone that's in the chat. Uh-huh. And the whole Tetherball family, everything.
Yes.
Thursday, you were like, you and Lauren go out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know. Giorgio's gonna come. Then my party kind of turns into a choice that you have, right?
Sure.
So then you got to go to everybody and be like, okay, you want to go to the game in the middle of the day
we got in,
and do like business stuff.
We got in because D'Anthony and I have to meet with the president like early in the morning and then go through like a tasting and all this other stuff, right?
Right.
For the product. But Delco was just chipper as fuck. I would like to go to the pizza place.
Yeah.
He was really happy. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going with Giorgio and Lauren out on the town. And he's like, well.
Can I go?
That sounds good, though.
Yeah. So Bob, diehard baseball fan, obviously hosts the baseball show.
Company man, down for the cause, grinding every day.
It's also box seats down on the field, you know? Like,
yeah, I'm there for
the
sport.
It's as good as you get, baby. It's as good as you get.
They'll have good food there too, Bob, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love Miami. And we're meeting up with you guys after. Like, what is... Like, I have an option.
I think it's hilarious, yes.
Why is it hilarious? I hold this whole company together. Everyone here would be nothing without me. And it's not maybe so much that they want to hang out with me, but I think they're trying to, like, form an alliance.
An alliance, sure.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's chess, not checkers.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because you know, like, if anything goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ride or die.
Ride or die, yeah.
If anything.
Out in these streets.
Working here is like being on Love Island.
Yeah. What?
What? I don't even know what that means.
I don't. It's the one I don't watch.
Yeah, we
watch it. I watch all of the other ones.
We don't watch it. Yeah, she watches everyone else. But
it works better that way.
Yeah.
It's more like Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Sure is.
Is there a cuter show than Love on the Spectrum?
Haven't seen it. I don't. I just, I can't do it.
If you just want to like cry.
I know. I just.
Feel good.
Yes. I don't.
You don't?
No, like Succession's on right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm into.
So is Yellow Jackets.
I know. We watched that too.
Let's go.
Both start on the same day, on the same night. Does life get any better for the next 12 weeks? Scene.
But back to Jesse's point, though, Succession's on. We got to start forming alliances. We got to climb our way up the corporate ladder.
No, exactly. Like nobody really likes anybody.
Right.
You're just trying to like. Make the right move business-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Guys, for the camera, I like all of you.
Thank you, Giorgio.
But behind the
and
scenes.
And that's why you're still
Giorgio,
here.
Where are you going Thursday, with us or them?
Oh. You already told me I could have him.
I did. I said you could have him.
Is Giorgio cousin Greg?
I don't know what that means.
It's good. Bob, I think it's good. He's my favorite character.
We're on Patreon today. Who gives a shit? Bob,
it's my favorite character.
Just play the Succession theme song, and then pan to Giorgio.
But you know, Giorgio's just trying to play both sides right now.
I know. Play the Succession theme song. We'll put it underneath here.
I'm forever.
All you gotta do is just go to
YouTube. It would be a good test to say, "Hey, Giorgio, who do you want to go with?"
Yeah.
Like parents are getting divorced. Who do you want to live with?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So what are my options?
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Giorgio, where are you going?
Oh, sorry.
Where are you going on Thursday?
What are my options? Yeah, you got some options?
You're going out with Jesse or you're going out with Ross?
Where are you going, Ross?
I'm going to the baseball game.
Business stuff.
Box seats.
Cigars. Box seats, not a suite.
With celebrities.
What celebrities?
Can't tell you. I can. This is airing tomorrow. Mike Piazza.
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
Or.
Maybe got pecs.
Or. The Jesse Wiseman.
The Jesse Wiseman. A Lauren Manley.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go with them.
Adelko. I think he might be on the fence, but Adelko maybe.
You got to make a decision by the end of the theme song.
Joel would go with me. He has to go with you.
He's stuck. I took Joel.
But he would go with me.
Jesse.
Oh, look at that.
Do you know what I mean?
Cousin Greg chose Jesse.
Do you know what
Jesse.
I mean, though?
Cousin Greg
this
chose
time,
Jesse.
And it's just like Succession. It always changes the person that you're supposed to go with,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really does. Really does. Look at that.
It's all right. Biz. Look, it's
you
all
made,
biz.
You made your choice.
No, Ross. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm playing both sides.
Okay.
This is going to be episode one of our travel food vlog show that Jesse doesn't even know that we're doing.
I'm down.
I'm doing
so,
with her.
Hang on. I watch Brendan Schaub's, and I like that a lot. And I think it's great.
You do?
You would crush.
I do way better than him.
He's good at interviews, though. He's really good at with interviewing celebrities. So they go out, they have the food, and then they have a nice little sit-down interview.
Oh, this is just me and very, Jesse very good. Eating.
I just want to see Jesse. So I just want to see Jesse eat. I don't want to see you with celebrities. I think you're your own personality. I don't think
it would
you
be
need
like
a,
me with the cook behind the thing
right,
that made
correct.
the
you
stuff.
Don't want too many cooks in the kitchen. Nailed it. Mm-hmm. I think that show is you. Yeah. Inside with these people. I don't think it's a celebrity interview show, whereas yeah. his is. And I like that. I like that element of
right.
it. Because you're sharing a meal with somebody else, and that's kind of fun. But with you, I want to see you in the mix, kind of like a Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
at first we wanted her cooking, but then I was like, no, that's too much. She doesn't have the time for that. We don't have the bandwidth.
No, you
but
just
we,
need
we
her eating.
We have the time to eat.
I cook so much that it's like...
She cooks in
the
real life.
The show would be great if someone could cook for me.
Right. Right.
And then I could.
We need one more element. We got to find a friend who has a bunch of cars who could pick you up and then take you to the food.
In like a weird, different weird cars?
Yeah.
I mean, you're starting to get real close to Fieri now. That's
No, but
that's
I don't want him to
bit.
Be nice. Okay. I want it to be like a LeBaron. You know what I mean? Or
a Sebring.
Right, yeah.
With
but,
the top
But convertible
down.
Sebring,
sure.
like 90s
yeah.
rental.
Yeah. That was a nice car in L.A. Was my first, that was my first rental when I moved to LA. It was a white
Oh, was it white? It's usually red.
Sebring.
Yeah.
That was nice.
86 Dodge Satellite.
Driving down the PCH
Ooh,
with
maybe,
the top down. Got sunburned to shit because I was unfamiliar.
Right.
With that much sunshine everywhere you go.
Sure.
Yeah, it was nice.
Sure.
It was nice.
One of our fans has to have an El Camino we can borrow.
I think they do.
Maybe.
El Camino's not really a Miami vibe.
No, it's not a vibe.
It depends.
Miami. It's just in general.
Maybe Little Havana where we are. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, if we rolled up to Thank You Miami in like a lifted Camino, sparkly purple.
It'd be amazing. But this weekend should be fun. Tomorrow will be a little stressful, obviously, because you're hoping everything goes right. It's like a production. It's kind of like putting a production together where you've got the set decorations mm-hmm. around your stuff, all the product, everything else. Somebody's got to come, take pictures, make it look nice. Danny will be there doing the tasting for the pregame. So if you are in the stadium and you come a couple hours early, you can have some samples there, which is nice. They're doing that on opening day for all the drinks and all the things. So looking forward to that, and thank you guys. None of this would be possible without you guys buying Hard AF Seltzer or watching the shows or Patreon. All this shit goes towards all of that. So thank you very much, and we got a suite for everybody, so that way everybody can just kind of rage and figure out that bill later, you know?
Sure. No, but I think it's good.
It's going to be blessed.
I think it's good to be like you guys, and everyone going has bought a lot of Hard AF Seltzer,
sure.
So they are 100% a part of it.
Yeah.
And this is our way of showing you.
And saying thank you. So we look forward to seeing you guys on Friday. In the meantime, though, woke up this morning, and we got Kate Spade.
Hmm?
We got another one. The dude's got Kate Spade now.
She died?
No. Well, yes, she did.
But her brand lives on.
But her brand lives on, Giorgio. She committed suicide, and her brother-in-law is David Spade.
Are you sure it wasn't liver failure?
Positive.
Her liver did fail, I bet, at some point.
After she died, after she
that was the best
herself,
interaction.
Yeah.
Bob was like, well, I mean, her the liver technically failed at some point. So you're not wrong.
Bob, pull up Dylan Mulvaney on TikTok. It's on Twitter. It's all over Twitter today. So they hired a trans person to go ahead and be the, what is it?
Well, it's trans woman or trans man, right?
I don't know.
Okay, so I just figured this out.
Gotcha. I don't think it matters.
All right. Okay.
I don't think it matters, but I mean, you're trans, whatever you're identifying as, right? So like, if he's identifying as a woman, it's a trans woman.
If
a girl is identifying as a boy, it's a trans man.
Not doing any of that. Is there a dick there or not?
That I don't know. I'm just saying, like... Okay.
But go ahead and play the ad. The women are raging this morning on Twitter because this is a clothing line and handbags that are obviously for women. They're just getting rid of them altogether, which is kind of fun. And we're taking everything over. I didn't know I wanted Kate Spade until today. Mm-hmm. Press play.
It all started with the first day of spring. I am at Kate Spade, New York to find the perfect spring outfit. Let's go! Kate Spade, New York is a staple in my wardrobe, and I think I absolutely need to have this as my spring bag. The mini bags
are tiny. It's a tiny little bag, but I like
it. You know I love pink, and I think the bag will go great with this. Let's try her on! You can always use another pair of heels, right?
Yeah.
Here's the full fit check. I love a puffy sleeve, and I added some jewelry because more is always more.
Sure
and honestly,
is.
I think I'm going to wear this out of the store. So happy spring.
Happy spring, everybody.
I love you, Kate Spade, New York. It all
there
started
you go.
With the first day.
She seems like a TikToker.
Yeah, yeah.
It is,
it
yeah.
Is.
Kate Spade hired
this person to be the new spokesperson. So this is what's going to happen here with all this short form content. I'm positive. So the iconic brand sparks controversy over Dylan Mulvaney TikTok promotion. So we talked about this briefly on two different shows. Now, all of these social media platforms, including YouTube, are headed to this TikTok model. It's unstoppable. We currently have a video on our YouTube page that has 10.2 million views. It is 43 seconds-ish, somewhere in there. So all of it's going to just become TikTok. Well, therefore, yesterday I had to sit in a meeting after work discussing how you monetize this short-form content and can you get advertisers to do it. Now, our advertising agency said, yes, you can. And here's kind of what you do and how you do it and everything else, and we'll start pitching you. And I was like, oh, well, fuck. So what they're doing for people like this is going out, pitching these brands, everything else. The execs at Kate Spade thought this was a good idea. Mm-hmm. And they said, let's fire away and do this.
What's her following?
I don't know.
Well,
can you find out how much?
Yeah, can you find out how many followers Dylan Mulvaney has?
Go on deeper when you say, like, this is what they want. Like, so this is a very specific type of TikTok video. Like, this is a content that's formulaic. Like, everyone does just like this.
Correct.
She does do a very good example of it.
She
follows the formula very well.
I mean, she's got 10.8 million followers.
Yeah, 10.8 million followers, and that's what they're doing. So if you can guarantee a certain number of impressions, they'll pay you X amount of dollars. Now, I just signed a deal this morning. Sorry to interrupt you. I just signed a deal this morning for this exact thing. It is with the show. I won't say the brand yet, but it is based on impressions now. Mm-hmm. So it's not downloads. Mm-hmm. So it'll be in the podcast. It'll be on a short. It'll be on a TikTok and everything else. And then through the month of May, it will tally up to 1 million. You get more money if it hits more than 1 million impressions. You get less money if it hits less than 1 million impressions. Now, these are products I like, and I'm sure this dude loves Kate Spade. Kate Spade is a great brand.
Right.
So I understand why he would do it. I don't understand why they would do it, why it would fit that brand.
And
because
let me devil's avocado that for you, Ross.
Uh-huh.
Who else, like, so like this isn't like big production anymore. This isn't commercial. This is TikTok. Who else do you hire to produce TikTok videos other than a very successful TikToker?
Right. So great question. We had the, what was it? God damn it. I don't know these fucking people, but Charlie, what's the last name? They had a massive following.
D'Amelio?
Yes. They hire them. Like, that seems like those chicks would be more in that demographic to me, and they've got more followers, so why not? Why risk your brands when it's all just for women?
They're not risking anything.
They don't make any dude products whatsoever at Kate Spade.
They're not going to hurt. They're not risking anything. People aren't going to stop buying Kate Spade.
And also, like, I haven't thought about Kate Spade in a very long time.
Yeah, it's working. You're talking about it. You lost, they won.
Like, talking about it, like, if we go in the broader thing, which I think you're trying to say, like,
well,
you guys
hiring,
are taking,
we're taking over
jobs.
Yes.
I personally didn't want this job.
Right.
I'm sure there's maybe other successful TikTokers that would want the job, but they weren't making the content to get the job. Whereas I think this person was.
there is a shit ton of people. Giorgio said this a million times on this show, and it's true. There is way more people than you think with millions and millions of followers out there, so you could have had anyone at this point. Mm-hmm. The fact that you landed on this with everything else that's going on...
You're not going to talk about Charlie
DeMille. Fucking wild to me.
You're not going to talk about Charlie.
But you would get more it. You would get more views.
Mm. You're talking... You're not getting
how many
more
followers?
Press.
How many followers does she have?
But again, like,
I think 150 million.
Yeah, we don't know what. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what their budget is either, I guess, because that matters. Maybe they couldn't afford the other girls, I guess. But it's specific. Like, you do it and you're like, all right, great. Let's.
My problem with it is that it's when you first start watching it, it seems like it's a joke, TikTok. Do you know what I mean?
I thought it was.
Like, it seems
like.
I thought the whole thing was a joke.
It
feels like she's making fun of women, and you can't tell on TikTok like what's serious and what's like some parody and what you're making fun of. My only problem with it is that it seems like she's making fun of women, like the just
she's got
the,
on
the
lady,
horrible
she's got on lady face.
Yeah,
and just like the horrible tropes, and this is what, you know, I don't know, it feels like it took me a second to be like, is this a joke?
But every brand is now doing this. Adidas did it with trans kids and all this other shit. Like, every brand is now incorporating this for what, 0.1% of the population? It's just so fucking odd to me.
It's not odd. You're talking about it.
No, I understand that, but I'm talking about it in a negative way.
Doesn't matter.
Me personally.
There's no such thing. Hey, you don't sort out hate clicks from like clicks.
You sure do. Ask Kanye West and Adidas and tell me how that worked out.
And then the people that are hating on it, there's going to be people that will buy it because of the hate, and the hate will fuel the people being like, buy Kate's Spit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
And also,
Yeezys are through the roof. The aftermarket price for Yeezys right now is so massive that they had to go and recut a deal with him. So, I mean, he got another $500 million off of it. So maybe you're right. Maybe that's the key, is we just talk about trans or Hitler or white supremacists for
here's
all of it,
other,
and then you get the biggest deals.
Well, here's my other problem with it. Like, it doesn't really affect the people that are mad about it. Like, it doesn't affect you.
No, it doesn't affect me at all.
It doesn't affect you.
No. Doesn't affect me at all.
She's not taking a job from you.
Not at all. She's actually giving me a job. And I like that. I want it all. I want all of your shit. I want all the girl shit. I want all of it. I want basketball next.
Like, there's
I really,
no one,
really want basketball next.
Yeah.
I want
there's
it all.
There's no one.
I want track and field. I want basketball. I want every fucking brand.
Like, there's no woman.
All of it.
That is taking anything from you guys.
No, I know. I just want everybody collectively
heart,
to
Jesse.
Say, hey,
so the, what?
My heart.
It's a man's
there you
world.
Go. There's that.
And the only way we can promote female shit is if a dude does it. And I just want that answer. Because I was pissed at the pussy hat thing for the million people marching to the Capitol with pussy hats on. Now we have that back. Like, that doesn't exist anymore.
You
it's
going to
be a
about that?
Dick hat. Yeah. It
Why? Because you couldn't like hug somebody at work? Like, what's the problem?
Yes, dude. We couldn't do country club hugs anymore.
Yeah.
We couldn't say anything. We couldn't. Yeah. We couldn't have fun anymore.
We no longer have Jeans Friday because of that.
Yes, dude. Right? We don't have that anymore. We don't have it. So let's take it all back. I want to wear a dick hat, dude. Let's go. And part of me is like, man, maybe it's dudes who are making these decisions and they're just like, we want it all now. You wanted me too. Now we want all your shit. And I think that's fun. If we talk about Hitler, guess what, dude? It doesn't matter. You're getting that deal. Here's the crazier part about Kanye too. And this whole Hitler thing, hang on. Not only were sales through the fucking roof after he said it, right? And then they had to cut the deal. Then they had to quietly go back, give him another $500 million to keep selling these fucking shoes. And the biggest irony of it all is, guess who got canceled last week? Their deal. Beyonce, married to Jay-Z, mm-hmm. does a shit ton of work with that. Mm-hmm. She had a brand called Ivy Park, mm-hmm. Obviously named after the kid, that was bombing. And it was like $50 million in debt. They had to cut the deal with Beyonce. They were like, hey, we got to clip this. Sales aren't great. But Kanye can go on and talk about Hitler.
Well, he apologized because he watched Jonah Hill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He can go on and talk about Hitler on every single platform. And there's nothing they can do. So maybe that is the way of like, hey, just get people to hate you enough. And then they'll buy all your shit.
It's not just that. It's getting people to take sides.
Yes.
Right.
So, like I was saying with this, it is forcing people to take sides, yes. right? Instead of just a handbag commercial that nobody fucking cares about, now you're either for Kate Spade or against it.
So here's me personally where I live in all this shit. With like, we'll bring up Kanye because I was a huge Kanye fan. After his whole bullshit, I can't do it anymore. And it's sad because I'll hear songs out, you'll hear it driving or whatever. And you're like, God damn it, dude. He was one of the best.
Now you can't listen to those songs anymore.
I can, but it's different. Like when it comes on, you're like, oh shit. So for example, a song came on in the car 2 days ago. Not Same. For you, maybe.
No, I don't like him. I don't want to hear him talk, but like, I do not throw the baby out.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So
don't throw the baby out.
The song is on. A song came on the radio. Jax is in the car, son. And he goes, and he just looks because he can read the screen. And he goes, Dad, I like Kanye West. And I was like, it's Kanye West. And he goes, when can we see him in concert? And I was stuck. And I go, I don't think he's going to be doing concerts for a while, bud. And he's like, Dad, well, what happened? I don't understand. And I was like, you know, he's going through some personal stuff.
Why even and, say any of that?
I don't know.
Why even say any of that?
He's a father. I don't know how to answer.
If he comes to Moody, we'll go. You're covered.
No. They literally filmed his show. You can go, we can see it when we get home, buddy. They did it on Amazon.
Right? Ross, like,
Ross, how do you feel about R. Kelly then?
Oh, same thing, man. I can't look. That's gone. Michael Jackson is also gone for me. Every time a Michael Jackson song comes on, there is a split second where I'm like, oh, shit. Same with Kanye, where I'm like, oh, shit. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm out of it. And it sucks for me. Like, it sucks where I'm just checked out now. And I'm like, all right, man, I can't do R. Kelly. I can't do Kanye. I can't do Michael Jackson.
You're turning it off.
It's not on. Like it's not on for me. There's no station or anything that I listen to where R. Kelly would possibly come on.
You're at a party. What do you do? Leave?
No, I immediately make a joke about who do I get to piss on to get a drink. Like that would be my first response.
Well, and who gave you that joke?
Who?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly did.
Do you know what I mean? So who are you thinking? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But for me, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Yes, I. It does affect me, and I do care about shit like that. But for everybody else, I guess not. Who cares? I don't know. Everybody makes up their own mind and decision on shit. And for me, I'm just like, yeah. With the people that I just named, that's kind of done for me. And I'm just like, it sucks. Like, especially as a Kanye fan, like, it sucks. I was a diehard Michael Vick fan, too, man. Like, that was my dude. That was my quarterback. When he killed all his fucking dogs, I was like, cut him, man. Like, I was one of the first people that was like, hey, get this guy off the fucking team. And he was my dude, man, for years. I had multiple Michael Vick jerseys at my house.
Yeah, as an Atlanta kid, I can't imagine.
Sucks. It sucked. And when the biggest joke was, Dan and I covered... an Eagles game, and we wore Michael Vick jerseys because the Eagles gave him a second shot, which is obviously Delco's team. And the weird thing is, no one said he did, right?
And that's
what everybody in Philly says. I was curious walking in because everybody was like, "Yo, I can't believe you're wearing that jersey." Not one single person said anything to Dan and I at that game at all with the Vick jerseys on.
I think that him being going back and playing football again isn't that egregious because there's only so many people that can play football effectively. You know what I mean? Like, his talent, there's no one else that's that talented, really. But, like, being on TV now, like, dude, you don't deserve it.
Does it make you feel weird when you see him? Because it does for me when I see him, and I'm like, ugh. Like, shit, dude.
You don't deserve a TV job.
I know.
Rob, you didn't grow up in that culture, okay?
I know. And I tried to dabble. I cut off a dog's foot once, but it just wasn't for me.
You got to get out of there. You got to get out of there.
Dahmer style, dude.
Dahmer style.
Young Dahmer style.
You got to kind of get out of there.
You got to see if that's your thing.
Yeah. But is there people like that for you where you're just like, man, that's too much and I'm out and you were a huge fan of?
You mean people I knew who fought dogs?
No.
Oh,
no.
Michael Jackson and R. Kelly, but I didn't love them first.
Yeah, you always hated Michael Jackson, in fairness. And you were the one person I've ever met in my entire life.
We need to find old clips from like
in the
garage at our house when I was just like, I don't fucking get it.
This was years ago. Jesse was saying this 5 years ago that you hate.
And people were like, what? They would come for me.
I know. They would come for Jesse all the time about Michael Jackson.
I don't understand.
Even the other night, we're at that party, and we're talking about Michael Jackson and the Aaron Carter story. I shared the Aaron Carter story on
on
Drinking Bros. And we found out that he actually was with Michael Jackson on 9/11. Yeah. And our buddies were like, dude, Michael Jackson's the best. And I was like, you just kind of slinked away where you were like, I can't do it. Now, me, I'm like, man, yeah, at the time, sure, 2001, all right, yeah. It's a hard one, though, now. It's a hard one with kids where you're just like, oh, shit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else, though, for you? Like, personally?
Woody Allen.
Oh, yeah. After that doc?
I think because he never went down. Do you know what I mean? If they go down, you can be like, all right, that's done. But if they're still fucking doing it, right?
Yeah.
Then you kind of got to be like, man, we are all supporting this. The thing with Michael Jackson, dead, the music is its own thing in a capsule, right?
Uh-huh.
But if Michael Jackson was still out there licking buttholes,
yeah,
you'd be like, hey, we can't listen to this. Like, this is what is making him able to do this, right?
So it's because he's dead that you're, do you accept?
It's because they are brought to, you know, they go down for whatever it is. R. Kelly, gone down, right? Kanye,
I don't think Michael Jackson went down. He just died.
He
was preparing for another tour.
And that doc, by the way, was really fucking good.
He didn't go down in life, but I personally think that documentary was very scathing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 The one on HBO. The one on HBO. Yes.
Yes.
I'm talking about the one with Giorgio. I know which one you're talking about. The concert one. I saw both.
No.
Concert one's the one where he's like flying in the jet back from '96.
Right. Yeah. With the HBO one, I was the same way. That's where I threw in the towel on MJ. I was like, I'm out.
How do we feel about Morgan Freeman?
You know, same thing. It's a tough one. It's funny you say that. When he came out for the Oscars the other night when you and I were watching, and I was like, where's his granddaughter? His wife. Where's the step granddaughter wife? And that joke was the first joke out of my mouth when we watched it.
Does his arm make up for it?
No. Well, that he fucked up his arm with her in the car?
I think that's why we stopped talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people feel bad about it. About the sleeve he's gotta wear.
Yeah.
So but it's I do get that way about people, and it's, there's no going back where I'm just like, eh.
I get that way. It's like I think it's like Bob with David Bowie.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
I don't really care.
Don't get him started.
Yeah, I don't really care if the music comes on, but yeah, David Bowie. It's just funny how celebrated he is.
Well, yeah,
right.
By the Me Too, the people who were the Me Too crowd.
And so if you hear a song, that is the first thing that comes into your mind, though, right?
Yeah, he's singing Stardust.
It's actually not mine, because I didn't learn about it until all of you guys, to be honest with you. I didn't know about that story. And now when I hear it, I'm like,
it's not all of us. It's Bob's Crusade.
It's every musician in the 70s.
Yeah, though.
Yeah.
It's probably your
beloved.
Steven
Tyler's going through it right now.
Your beloved Rolling Stones as well.
The Beatles. Some of the Beatles. There was actually, I was in Old Navy the other day.
They all fucked the same girl, too.
Yeah, it was like the same. It was all the Penny Lanes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was in Old Navy the other day at the mall doing some family shopping. And Old Navy is like, they do like all old band t-shirts and shit now.
Yeah.
And it's always Rolling Stones,
the
too.
The display had David Bowie, a David Bowie shirt, and then next to the David Bowie shirt was an Aaliyah shirt. And I was like, oh, he used to fuck teenage girls, and she was groomed by R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I was like, what a fun pairing.
Yeah.
It's so weird, isn't it?
Give it enough time, and we just all forget.
Bowie was such a good actor, though.
I know.
Is
he was
that
great.
How you become right?
Labyrinth. Jesse's. That's Jesse's favorite movie of all time.
Everyone of a certain age.
Yeah.
He was Tesla in a movie.
Sure was. Just out of curiosity, what's that creepy baby face that's on your computer right there? Delco?
So somebody just did the presidents as babies. I don't know why. It's on Twitter right
now.
It's gone viral.
Pop it up. I'd love to see it there. That looks like one of the creepiest. Is that an Eisenhower baby?
No, that's Truman.
Oh, it's a Truman baby.
Yeah, I'll have Rob pop it up.
Pop it up. That's really fucking funny. These AI things are getting, the photos are getting good.
There's an entire thread, though, of presidents as babies.
By the way, that Pope thing I brought up the other day, there was an article that's dropped last night that just said millions and millions of people fooled by the
so
Pope.
So they're old? They're like Benjamin Button babies?
Yeah, let's see it. So let's see the presidents as babies.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a George Washington baby?
It is. We're just going to scroll down from one.
Go in order.
Oh, that's a good one.
There's Washington, Adams.
Oh my God!
Adams just looks like a normal baby.
Yeah,
kind
yeah.
Of.
That's great. That's any given baby.
Whoa, that's Thomas Jefferson.
That's a terrifying.
That's a super
dwarf.
Serious baby.
Madison looks terrible.
Quincy little
JQA looks all right. Wow.
Andrew Jackson.
Oh, I thought that was Biden.
No.
Got it.
Martin Van Buren, of course, the Van Buren boys.
Big fan of Van Buren, obviously, with St. James Street James books. Who's that?
Not even a baby.
No, they made like a weird dwarf person.
That one doesn't work. That's not a baby
that's
either.
That's a vampire.
Yeah.
Oh.
James K. Polk.
They just got lazier as these keep
going.
Yeah,
they just made like tiny old men.
Go down to Truman. Truman's the one that freaked out.
Was it Lincoln?
Ross.
I like a Lincoln.
We can go to Lincoln as well, but.
They got a Lincoln baby?
They definitely got a Lincoln baby.
Oh, Lord.
Who's that?
Oh, this one only goes to Hoover.
This is Herbert Hoover.
There's Truman. Truman.
I like the Truman baby.
Yeah. Go to Lincoln. We'll see what Lincoln looks like.
Yeah.
Lincoln, like, great. I kind of... I'm into it, kind of.
That's creepy, dude.
That's
if creepy. You want to creep somebody out, though.
Do they have the new ones? They have a Biden baby and a Trump baby and all that stuff?
No, we're good.
Do they keep going down?
Gerald Ford.
Okay. Gerald Ford. Is that where they stopped?
No.
Jimmy Carter. There you go.
Oh, God. Look at Carter.
Alive and well.
That's right. He's still... Oh,
is that Reagan?
Yeah. The Reagan baby's creepy.
Ah.
Oh,
boy. That's just a shrunken head of Bush. Look at the Clinton one. Holy shit. That's pretty fucking funny, dude. The Bill Clinton one. George Bush is good. Look at that.
Oof.
Why does Obama have blood all over his chest? That one's a weird one.
Yeah.
They didn't do much effort.
There's
in
Trump,
that.
Baby.
Baby Trump.
Oh, Lord.
I like the baby Trump. Baby Biden.
There's Biden.
Yeah, there we go. And who's that? Who's the last one there?
Ben Franklin.
Oh, B. Franks. All right. Not bad.
B. Franks.
What?
Big fan of B. Franks.
Yeah,
we're all
big
fans.
I just don't know why they made these.
I think people are bored. I really do. And speaking of which, the sales just came out for the cell phones for kids and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
These dummy phones are on the fucking rise 5% now. These dumbed down phones where they look like Nokia phones.
Mm-hmm.
I know we chatted about this in the past, but the quarterly numbers are coming out. And they're saying Gen Z is just getting these dumbed down phones.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
that they're the ones that are realizing that they're spending too much time on screens. And they're the ones that are ordering them. So they're doing well. And then they had a breakdown of the countries around the world. Because when you get on the shareholder meetings, you got to do that as well. And it was ironically the U.S. that it's doing well. And then the rest of the nations were all buying like normal iPhones and shit. And they wanted the technology. But that also makes sense. Like they haven't had that technology probably. Mm-hmm. So they want it and they want all the cool shit. Whereas we've had it now for 20 something years. And they're just like, hey, dude, we got to get the fuck out of here. People are making presidential babies and shit. Yeah. Like, we got to get off this bullshit.
What are we doing?
What are we doing anymore? What are we doing? But the picture they used in this article was an old school Nokia phone that looked like a tiny little square. Bob, I don't know if you remember those or if you had one, if that was your first cell phone.
Had one.
Did you? I had one,
my
too.
My dad had one.
Yeah, that was my second cell phone ever. But yeah, I had a Nokia brick.
But that's the ones that that people are starting to use. And I was like, all right, shit.
I challenge all of y'all to Snake right now.
What's that?
I challenge all of y'all to a game of Snake right now. Whoever has the longest one death each, pass the phone around. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do it, dude. Let's do it.
Nostalgia.
I know. But that's selling right now. Nostalgia for the time that's lost and being videotaped everywhere you go and all that shit.
So this is the phone I would want to go back to.
Okay, let's see. What do we got?
This is a little bit after the Nokia brick.
Is that the BlackBerry?
It's like a LG version of it. That's the one I had. Essentially, like, I don't want to lose the keyboard.
James, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Biggest savings in the history of their company. GhostBed has been around for 423 years, dating back to England, actually. And a lot of people don't know that. And back then, yes, they had some deals. It was like, oh, you can take 1 pence off. 1 pence, none the richer. That's your deal. Now you're getting 50% off in America with that bundle package, dog. That's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. They didn't even have that 423 years ago, but they have it now, damn it. The most popular version, by the way, when I talked to the old folks at GhostBed was the Split King. I was unfamiliar with how many people would prefer to stay up or go to sleep earlier than their partners, men or women. And that's a nice thing. So you get two remote controls with that instead of one. It's got all the same things, though. It's got the upsy, downsies, all aroundsies. It'll lift up. It'll vibrate. Flashlights, USB ports, all the things. Still got it. It's great. Now, if you want 40% off everything in the entire store, say you don't want the bundle package, you just want 40% off sheets or just a mattress or just the pillows, type in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout and you are good to go. You're good to go there, damn it. Fill up the cart as high as it'll go, 40% off everything. Everything. I don't care if it's 64 items in there. You get 40% off of the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Sheets are amazing. And if you buy that mattress, you're still getting two free luxury pillows with it. I don't know how GhostBed does it. When you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program at no interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And guess what, kids? The deals are still applicable with that 3-year pay-as-you-go program. So you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20-25 a month. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. That's right, kids. We're heading to Miami tonight. We are in Miami Marlins Lone Depot Park. We're in there for the entire season this year. We're the official hard seltzer of the Miami Marlins, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Yes, I'm saying Devil Rays because they're wearing the throwback unis every Friday in Tampa, and the Tampa Bay Rowdies. We're a rowdy family, Jesse and I. Damn it. Not only are we in all those stadiums, but we're also in every single Total Wine in the state of Florida and Tennessee, along with 200 other locations in Tennessee and Florida. Love to be in the Titan Stadium and all that stuff when they get a new one. Right now, it's some other product that stinks. I won't say what it is, but we're everywhere. You can go out to Beard and Beer Market out there. Frugal McDougal in Nashville, Jack Brown's Bar in Chattanooga, A ton of places there. Old Smoky Axe House there in Knoxville. Head on down. Head on down. Get you some seltzer. 8% right to the dome. We got a store locator. So if you're in a state that's close to that, type in your zip code or your city. Store locator will take you right there and you're good to go. If you're like the rest of us dummies here in Texas or other states who don't have it yet, we're working on it, trying to get investors. You can get it shipped right to your house. Go to hardafseltzer.com today and support us and support the show. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Yeah, now it's time for PXG. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting down in Austin. Fantastic experience across the board. Super impressed with those guys. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play. So you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology and you get the incredible ball speed that pushes distance to absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. Game changer has been thrown around a lot. Let's face it, all the time here, I feel like been thrown around so much that it's kind of just lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/RossPatterson and use the code RossPatterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/RossPatterson. Code RossPatterson for free shipping on all equipment. PXG.com/RossPatterson. Code Ross Patterson. Go.
Because texting would be a fuck. I don't go. I don't want to go back to T9 texting.
Yeah, but this is still
low fi enough where you're really not going to get on the internet, even though there is a browser. There's no fucking social media apps. You can check your email, which is nice.
Yep.
And then you can text.
So I'm with you. Mine, though, would be a sidekick. So I had the sidekick, and I was the last person on Earth to give up my sidekick. I fucking love that goddamn
thing. Can
we
shoot a sidekick commercial with you right now?
Bruh. I would love
to. Like a spec commercial with you, just a brand new sidekick, like whipping it out in slow motion, your hair. Like,
where's your razor?
Razor's in the bag. But so the thing with the razor, which is great, and I love it, and I can't wait to go back to that as soon as, whenever this is over. Obviously going back to the flip phone forever. But you can still pull up videos and all that shit on there. It's pretty high tech. That razor's pretty high tech. Phone.
It's amazing. But it still has, you're right, the T9 texting.
Right. But I'll go to that sidekick for sure. Let's do it.
I had the BlackBerry that was like all in one. Can you pull that up?
Oh yeah. A lot of people had that.
It didn't open, didn't slide, didn't flip, didn't whatever. It was almost like the
everybody had those, and nobody wanted to give those up either. Yeah.
Yep, that one.
Yep. That's it right there. Nobody wanted to give those fucking things up.
Not a flip though.
Not a flip phone.
It was literally just one piece.
Just one piece.
I think you need the keyboard. Like I think the keyboard era was the best era of cell phone.
Yeah.
Yes. I couldn't go the three letters per number again and then try to.
Holy shit. Can you imagine?
No, because everything we do, and especially with kids. And by the way, that's the one thing that we'll have to deal with the rest of our lives. Again, whenever podcasts end and all that other shit ends, production ends, I don't have to deal with that. But you still want to be able to text with your kids properly in case they get in trouble or whatever. So that function I need to keep, the rest of it, you can chuck out the window. And I'm all good on that. But reading this is hilarious, and that kids are just like, no, we're refusing to do it. Because now that our kid is getting older, the games that he wants to play and things like that, it's Tony Hawk, but like old school Tony Hawk. And I'm like, okay.
Or like Mario.
You have all the cool shit. That's what you wanted? And he's like, yeah, dude, let's play Tony Hawk. Yeah. I'm like, all right. What's the other one with the fucking people that are just kind of limpy people and you chuck them around and bash them in the face? It's a very low tech game as well.
It's like a ragdoll sitch.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know the name of it. Giorgio ran out of here quickly to burst out of his jeans.
Yeah. But I think it maybe goes along with everything you're saying, is that like things are so fucking crazy and we've found out that it is bad to be connected
to something all day long. Yeah.
All the time. And when you're connected to something all the time, you're connected to opinions. You're connected to
headlines.
You're connected to
the wildest thing to me is I didn't pitch him Tony Hawk. Like I did nothing to, you know, he decided that game on his own, that it was like, I want Tony Hawk. And I was like, all right. I mean, that's 20 years ago?
Yeah, but people are still playing it.
2000? Yeah. So it's crazy. But you take like Mario, for example, he won't play Mario. He's just like, no.
I think he would play old school Mario, for real old school Mario. I think the newer one, it's just hits different.
Too much shit, yeah.
Yeah, like you like that, just like, because he would play it at, we went somewhere where they had like old school things, and he would play it on the thing where you just go across.
Yeah,
loved that.
Yeah. Not the new one so much. Yeah. Maybe that's the future. Who knows? I'd be amped if it was. We'll see.
Yeah,
For sure. I'd like to fucking disconnect from all this shit. However, there's one guy that's not changing at all, and that's Wes Anderson. His new trailer dropped this morning, and man, that guy is nothing but consistent. You know,
is it just a Wes Anderson?
He needs a hit
movie.
He had it. The last one was a hit. The last one did well.
A French Dispatch.
Yes,
it was pretty good.
It was good.
It wasn't. I need something it better. Don't
Delco, you know what? Delco was the one that convinced me to watch it, and I watched it, and I was like, "Shit, all right."
That's Chalamet.
Yeah, Chalamet's good. That turned me on to Chalamet. After that, I was like, "All right, I get the allure of this fucking kid."
Do you know how hard I simp for Wes Anderson, Ross?
Oh, do you really? I'm a huge fan. It's just so impossible to get away with this for this many years. Mm-hmm. You can play it right now. It's so but also, we're on Patreon, right? So who gives a shit?
Well, what does Giorgio mean by a hit? Wes Anderson doesn't really do hits.
No, he does 30 to 40 million in a box office. It's always that. Yeah. And occasionally there'll be, you know.
Like, what's his biggest movie?
Royal Tenenbaums.
Grand Budapest Hotel, for me, really knocked it out the park. And I'm waiting for him to do something bigger than that creatively, I guess.
Do you want to see this?
Play it.
It just dropped right now. Yeah. Okay. It's called Asteroid City.
You're not here.
We're not there.
Tom Hanks.
Car exploded. Come get the girls. I have to stay here with Woodrow.
Love the cars.
I'm not the chauffeur. I'm the grandfather. Where are you?
Asteroid City, Farm Route 6, mile 75.
I love the filter, the color.
Junior stargazers and space cadets. Each year we celebrate Asteroid Day, commemorating September 23rd, 3007 BC, when the arid plains meteorite made Earth impact.
Matt Dillon.
Holy Toledo, that's Mitch Campbell.
You were very good in the one about the tramp in the brothel who gets amnesia and becomes a pediatrician. You were very awesome.
Actually, maybe my favorite character I've ever seen.
I don't know why nobody else liked it.
Scarlett.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson's in it. There's a million celebrities in this.
What? Oh, the beeps and blips? We don't know.
Some of our information about outer space may no longer be completely accurate. Anyway, there's still only 9 planets in the solar system as far as we know, Billy.
Except now there's an alien.
We got a Uma Thurman daughter.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that guy looked at us. The alien.
Jonathan Schwartzman.
Like we're doomed.
Maybe we are.
They work a lot together.
Yep. How long can they keep us in Asteroid City, legally?
The world will never be the same.
That's an alien doing jumping jacks. That's an alien in a top hat.
What's out there? The meaning of life. Maybe there is one.
Are you married?
I'm a widower. But don't tell my kids.
You're saying her mother died 3 weeks ago?
Let's say she's in heaven, which doesn't exist for me, of course, but you're Episcopalian.
In my loneliness, I learned to give complete and unquestioning faith to the people I love. I don't know if that includes you, but it included my daughter and your 4 children.
Sometimes I
Tom
think
Hanks?
I feel more at home.
A subtle Tom Hanks?
Outside the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, wow. Me too.
They're strange, aren't they? They're children. Compared to normal people.
We have Schreiber.
That's correct.
It's true.
This feels more Moonrise Kingdom to me. Going so
fast. I mean, look at that cast. Edward Norton, Adrian Brody.
No, I didn't see it.
There's so many stars in this, you can't show them all in a trailer.
That's him, though.
Yeah.
And he gets to just play small roles.
Did I say yes?
He didn't say anything.
I meant yes. My mouth didn't speak.
Yeah, this is great. I like this.
I'm in. Every fucking trailer, dude, it comes on and I'm like, I'm in. Goddamn, dude. Every single time.
Well, he gets everything he wants. He works with the same crew he's worked at for 2 decades now.
And it's but it's so impossible to do in Hollywood that you marvel at this. Every single time he's got a movie out, I'm like, who financed this?
Him and Tarantino are the two who can do it.
Nolan. Christopher Nolan. Matt Damon talked about it last night. Yeah. He just watched that Oppenheimer movie.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Nolan, who made a thriller about Oppenheimer. Josh Peck was on the show and was talking about it because he's in it. He's starring in it.
Okay.
And Matt Damon said it came in at 3 hours and it's brilliant. Now, 3 hours is a little much for me about Oppenheimer.
It's a big ask.
Not for the softcore history guys, I would imagine, but that's a big ask. Yeah, 3 hours.
It's Cillian Murphy.
For Oppenheimer.
Killian.
Yeah.
Cillian.
Yeah, we'll probably watch it on our Patreon, just 3 hours. Just fucking dive into everything.
There you go. Yeah. Reaction vid.
Yeah.
For 3 hours?
Yeah.
We should do it for Lincoln then. Really sit down and go into a nice Lincoln.
I'd be down.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that
3-hour movie that did well in the box office. Was it Lincoln?
Avatar?
Irishman?
Avatar.
But I was going to say Avengers Endgame was like almost 4 hours.
It was, yeah. I was like, Jesus, dude, can this fuck? I remember sitting in the theater. Yeah, I was the same way. I remember sitting in that theater and I was like, is this fucking thing ever ending?
Wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
Sure was.
It's a type of it's like a problem for me seeing a movie like that because I'm too drunk by the end.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like fucking Alamo. Or, like I'm not at this Wes Anderson movie. That looks like a tight 90.
Sure does.
I'm leaving with a good buzz.
I'm looking at my bill at the end of Endgame.
Yeah.
And it's like $200. I'm like, damn, I drank a lot.
Oh, yeah. I know. Holy shit, dude. And the one we have here, that Evo Cinemas, which I love, they have such good food that the kids want the food. So now you're just ordering a full dinner as well. Good luck walking out of there under $150 with booze on the side. But yeah, this Wes Anderson thing I'm in, I don't know. Oppenheimer at 3 hours now. I don't think that I can do that.
No. I'm going to lose my fucking mind if he makes it some time twisty situation again for no reason like he did with Dunkirk. Where it's just happening on 3 different timelines.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? 1 hour.
But how
one
else?
Day, 1 week.
But how else do you make it interesting for that long?
It's just like, just make a
to
movie.
To everyone.
Man.
I know. Yeah. 3 hours is too much. That's just too much for Oppenheimer. Wolf of Wall Street, even then, when
no, not long enough.
When Joey was doing it, I was like, what did it come in at? And he's like, it's like 3:15. We told him not to, and it was like, he had final cut. And I was like,
you can't cut one scene out of that movie.
You really can't. That was the only one for three. That one was the only one that I was like, can this be longer? Like, that was fucking incredible.
I mean,
and the producers, by the way, and we can say this now because they're all.
They're all what?
Well, two of them are in hiding, and one of them in jail. So we can say whatever we want now. But all the producers were like, hey, dude, whenever you do a 3-hour movie, it cuts two showings off in a theater. So you can't get as much box office receipts. All of them wanted to chop down to, I think, 2:30 or 2:20, 2 hours and 20 minutes. And after watching it, I was like, oh, my God, I could have watched 5 hours of that.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
For sure.
That's the only movie. And I love Lincoln. I love DDL and all that shit. But you could have cut a good 45 out of Lincoln, too. Like, it's hard to name a 3-hour movie that I really enjoyed.
Return of the King.
What's that?
Lord of the Rings, third one.
Nope. We don't do those here. We don't do those make-em-ups, all right?
Why does he even say it anymore?
I don't know.
But it's Tolkien, man. It's like old.
It is, and it's just not my demographic.
You know what? You know? Upcoming three-hour movie I'm fucking hyped for, and this will probably also be a softcore history field trip.
Okay.
Passion 2.
Oh.
You know what's fucked up? So I'll get into that, dude. I went and watched that as a joke when it came out, just because I was like, all right, how good can this be? I was fucking all into Passion of the Christ. Like, holy shit. I almost went back to church after that fucking movie.
Dude,
I mean, it was awesome.
Say what you want about that movie, like in terms of like it be like being anti-Semitic or whatever, and Mel Gibson's obviously like a crazy person, but like the set dressing and the amount of effort it went into it. I mean, the acting, holy shit.
It's
a brilliant movie.
It is, dude. And like, I know, so for a guy like me who doesn't know that much history about any theology or biblical shit, I just watched it and I don't know the difference. So I don't know about the anti-Semitic shit other than what he said to the chick in real life. But I don't know what he did or didn't do as far as the story goes for that movie. I just looked at it as a overall film, and goddamn, that was good. Oh, and he had another one too. Apocalypto was 3 hours.
That was fucking great.
Yeah.
We watched that the other day on softcore.
Does it still hold up?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. And that's another, he did two movies in a row that were straight up not in English. Not only not in English, but in like dead languages.
And they both crushed in the box office. Mm-hmm. Man, Mel Gibson, dude.
No story structure.
No need. When that chick had that baby underwater in silence, because they were about to kill her in Apocalypto, I was like, you saw the baby shoot out underwater in the blood. I was like, let's go.
Okay, I'm good.
It's great.
I'm
it was
good.
Absolutely great.
But I'm happy
pull up
for
that
all you guys.
Scene for Jesse.
No. Absolutely.
Totally no.
I mean, you could, I guess.
Let's see, it's,
not it's not graphic.
Birth
really.
On air.
It doesn't not, sound not, graphic. Okay.
It's not.
Well, you'll know if they left it up on YouTube. If they did, then it's not graphic. Right?
I don't know it's if he's going to YouTube.
Oh. Yeah, it's just your average like cave birth.
Oh, let's see a cave birth. There we go. Keep the camera on Jesse. There you go.
It's all really...
Right. You can pop it up on screen. We're on Patreon. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like... I don't know. It just shoots
out. Oh, that's right. She's about to drown, too. Yeah.
Which, I don't know, just swim.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, she's got that... She's got the baby on top, and then she's got one coming out of her vagina.
I know.
That's tough to swim under those conditions. This is gangster-ass shit, dude.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't think they got the epidural to her in time.
They sure didn't. They didn't have it in the jungle.
I thought he had an Apple Watch on.
Look at that.
Come you guys on. Are such pussies, dude.
Look Come at on. This. Come on, let's see
All
that baby, Jesse.
Fuckers.
Here we go, Jesse.
Boop. Whee!
Yours, 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 yours.
Dang, and that baby's like 2 years old already.
Look at that.
Right?
That's
a 20-pound
baby. That's like a 20-pound baby, too.
Look at that. Yeah. Son of a bitch, Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
All in.
Yeah.
All in on Mel Gibson.
I can see why you guys want to be us.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucking badass.
You are. It's great. And the reason I bitch about it is all this shit that's being taken away from you just takes away from all the cool shit you guys do.
Now, look, it's not being taken away.
It is. We own it now.
At this point yet from me.
Well,
but I think
we're getting there.
Okay.
Baby steps. It always starts with
baby. I will say,
if
you guys were going to take something away from anyone, you know, the easiest target would be us.
Yeah. But the look, again, once we get basketball,
because like we're just,
that's all I want. I want basketball and track and field.
But you've got it.
Not yet. We're getting close. I want that extra
step. Are you saying
step.
We have basketball?
Yeah, you still have WNBA.
How?
They're still playing.
Who?
Also
the people.
When?
Women's college basketball. I sent you that text last
night. Right. Yeah.
They're getting better ratings than the NBA.
So there was a chick for, and I almost brought this up on sports because there's this one girl who was just lighting everybody up. Caitlin Clark is her name. She had a 41-point triple double on Sunday, and everybody's tuning in for this one girl. Now, if you had 20 of her, that could definitely change the league and the world.
So, because her thing is that she takes like shots from the logo regularly.
Yes,
and
she's
like,
Steph Curry.
Yeah, she'll bomb from anywhere, mm-hmm. which is what they should do.
Yeah,
because they're not gonna really dunk. I mean, obviously, if you're like Brittany Griner or someone that size, like you're gonna murder the WNBA because you're so big.
Right.
But yeah, the rest of them, man, they should just do Steph Curry shit and just bomb shots from everywhere.
And so homegirl's shooting from the logo and people are tuning in where you're just like, oh shit. All right, cool. But okay. It's just this one girl and she made it to the Final Four, which is pretty rad. And I'm looking for, like, I'll tune in to watch her play for sure. So did everybody else. And I, you know, look, I understand it. The NBA, you're kind of down to what, the last 7 games here at this point. People are sitting out. The superstars are sitting out now.
They've gotten better ratings than any NBA game.
Yeah.
ESPN this year.
Yeah.
But it's just those games are meaningless.
Yeah.
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 Like there don't so
then
many
what?
So many people make the playoffs and it's just like, okay, great. Like maybe John Moran will have a sick dunk, but I can just catch it on Twitter.
Also, yeah. NBA fans don't watch the NBA.
They don't.
That's true. They just watch clips. Mm. They just watch clips.
It's
on
a highlight
on the old Twitter.
Wouldn't that be
do.
Funny? You guys take Kate Spade and we take basketball.
You guys take over the NBA. It'd be great. Just, I mean, shots. You know, it's funny, though, watching her play, it kind of is the new world, and Steph Curry's created it. Like, you don't really see dunks anymore. Jesse and I were watching Bronny James last night in the McDonald's All-American game, which they put in primetime for the first time. And I was like, oh, all right, because it's LeBron James's kid. And even he was just shooting threes. He was bombing threes. It wasn't like electric dunks and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's a different game now, and everybody's got to adjust. And if the women are going to catch up, that's certainly the way to do it. Just put, you know, hike them back to the logo and say, all right, you're only shooting from here. That's it.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah.
But everybody's going to, I promise you the ratings, Bob, will be big for that girl's next game for sure.
What if we combine it, Ross? Kate Spade and the WNBA.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. But her brand lives on.
I like how D'Anthony just walks in and the only phrase out of his mouth is, Kate Spade committed suicide.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Facts is what he comes in
facts.
With, basically.
He just comes in with,
facts.
With facts, yeah.
Nothing else.
No. Still weird that David Spade is in that family, you know?
Yeah.
Strange, right?
Yeah.
What are the chances? You have like just multiple people who are massively rich in one family doing completely different things. And you're like, holy shit. How is that possible?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Doing a clothing line is fucking hard. Like, it's so expensive too. Man. I know. She killed herself because the husband was boning somebody else, allegedly. But yeah.
I don't buy that, though.
You don't think so?
I don't. You always do this. I'm like, well, she was cheating on him, so he killed himself. Or, like, it cannot be just this one little thing that makes you. I mean, if you are able to literally kill yourself, there has to be something else going on, right?
Maybe. You never know. You never know.
You never know?
Yeah, I watched The Sweet Suicide last night. And we're on Patreon. I love Patreon. I love it. I love saying it. I watched The Sweet Suicide last night. There was our former hometown, L.A., car chase, 405, normal, happens every day. Cops were getting close, and he just opened up the door and chucked himself out on the highway going 80. And that was awesome. It was on live television. So we got to see all that.
Right.
And I was like, what a way to go out. I've never thought of that. You know?
Yeah.
Usually you get out, guns blazing or something like that. No, he just stopped, dropped, and rolled. And I wonder, when I watched it, I hate to laugh about it.
Sure.
But, you know, Darwinism takes over and there's nothing we can do at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if there was a split second in his mind where he was just like, shit. I wonder if people are going to think I'm committing suicide, but really, I'm just trying to make it out of here alive. Like, you know, what I'm going to do. Bob, pull up the video and show Jesse here on it was on TMZ had it last. Just type in 405 car chase yesterday and the guy chucking himself out the door. It's a fun one where I was like, man, I don't know. Here we go. Pop it up on screen. Jesse, what do you think here?
What's happening with the vehicle, but it's very unusual to steal a police car. We've seen ambulances stolen.
They stole the police car.
Not that unusual. Let's say it's very unusual to steal a police car, an ambulance, a fire truck, et cetera. But it does happen on occasion. Obviously, we see it happening right here.
Dennis, I want to bring back Stu. Stu,
oh, oh,
Stu.
Oh,
my goodness. No, I think he was trying to get out. Don't you?
He just bailed out of the car, out of a moving car. Look, it just crashed into the
light
pole.
You could have just hit the brakes.
Oh, my goodness.
The brakes and the gas are the same on every vehicle there is. Oh, is he running?
No, he's down.
Stu, he's down.
What are you
okay.
seeing right now? I know we're blurring things out a there bit because we don't exactly
him.
Know what's going on, but he just bailed going about 70 miles an hour.
He jumped out of that vehicle at about 70 miles an hour. And
but it
that
looked like he was
to
trying to run. It didn't
right
look
there.
Like he was
they
just threw himself
line.
Out.
You don't
he
go
He thought for
70.
A second that he could run.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, you're on Patreon. Yeah, you want to pop in here?
Okay.
From Red?
Like really
was he trying to recreate
like,
that scene, you think?
No, he was just playing Grand Theft Auto and he hit the wrong button.
Yeah, like he just thought...
No.
It really looked like in his mind that he thought, okay, because he was steadying himself. He's like, I'm going to try and
that
run.
Footstep. Yeah.
He was
yeah.
trying to run.
We've used cop cars. I've used cop cars in plenty of movies. The gas and the brake are the same. The same as on a cop car
no,
as
no,
on a regular car.
No, I'm just saying,
car.
Like he was... You know,
he was going
to let them follow the car and he was going to run.
All right. Pop this up here. Let's see.
Also, the TMZ video is bad because like that shit's on Twitter and it's unblurred.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll find it.
Well, TMZ's got standards then is what you're saying.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Is this the video?
You have said a beautiful
thing. Amazing.
Oh,
is
the girl from Weeds? Oh, shit.
That's what he was trying to do.
No way,
100%. That's what he was trying
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, I think we have our answer.
Bruce.
D'Anthony coming in clutch there. Wow, I've never seen this film. It's a hell of a maneuver.
Now, what he ended up doing was pulling the Steve Carell from Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, sure did.
I miss Nancy
sure
Baldwin.
Wait, what's that?
Rob, go ahead and pull that up.
Yeah. Do you remember Crazy Stupid Love?
I love that movie. I don't know the part that you're talking about.
He took a spill. He took a spill in that one.
Out of the car? Oh, yeah. Because they were fighting?
Yeah. He was just like, couldn't be in there. Man,
yeah. But they were going like slow through a
Very
parking
slow.
Lot.
Yeah.
I still feel that so much. Just wanting to physically jump out of the car.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Same.
I've done it. Not a moving car, though. That would be dumb.
Here it is.
It was supposed to be moving.
Yeah, there you go.
Almost 25 years of marriage and you have nothing to say?
I like how this guy's death on the 405 spawned us watching people
Robbie.
Jump out of cars in movies.
Hey, Robbie, have you seen Molly's homework?
Get out! Oh, my God.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoopsies.
Forgot they're intercutting with jerking off.
Yeah.
Lindhagen.
But if you are going to get out of a moving car, you should intercut it with a J-off scene.
The last person in the world that I want to hurt is you.
If you keep talking, I'm going to get out of the car.
I think the fact that I did it, it just shows how broken we are. How much we really are.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Now, that car was going slow. The guy on the 405 was going
slow. There is one
70.
In Lady Bird, too.
Lady Bird.
There is. That's where she hurts her arm.
Yeah.
Yep, she jumps out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great film.
I mean, look,
great film.
You just can't go 70 in a cop car and then jump out. You're not going to make it.
But
at least we have the answer.
Yeah, to answer your question, answer. I don't think he was trying to kill himself. I mean, he was clearly He was clearly off.
What did he think the end result was going to be?
I don't know, man. But that's not the move of someone that's trying to kill themselves. That would just be like, boom, just like fall out.
Or jump or like leap with your
head. Something
like. No, he was trying, watching it.
He was steadying himself and then he was trying to like get a running.
He didn't know physics. He didn't know he was traveling at a
very fast. I think he's wakeboarded maybe. Do you know what I mean? Was like where he was, his mind was.
Tough call. Tough to say. Yeah. But either way, it was enjoyable. And I watched that last night. I was like, oh shit. Look at that.
Yeah, damn.
What was he hoping for there? You know?
I'm telling you.
But why are you going to run away in like the open? He was like in the middle of the desert.
I don't know.
You keep driving until
there's... And like the people never get away in these things like for good.
Once they get the helicopter on you, you're kind of
fucked. Are you going close on this or no?
Yeah, look at him. Look.
Oh. Yes. Oh, see you later. He was trying to run. Anyways,
Come on. One more time, Jesse. Tell me this right here. You think he's trying to run?
Yes.
See, he's like steadying.
Okay. I mean, I guess. Yeah, you're right. You're right. He's trying to run away.
Because why wouldn't you just, like I said, open up and just
wasted.
Steve Carell it?
Yeah. No, you're right. He looks like he was
Bruce Willis'd it.
Yeah.
Look at all that blood from the back of his head, too. That
a
just
lot
skirts.
Of blood. Yeah, a lot of blood in there.
Is this blurred? Is a nature nook.
No, they didn't blur it. No. They let it go.
Yeah, we're going to have to end.
Sorry about it.
Terrible.
Quick death, at least.
If I could say, terrible endorsement for
Vans.
Vans, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is he wearing Vans?
He's wearing Vans.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Well, actually,
Vans are.
Maybe
poo?
Vans will pick this video up and he'll be the new spokesman. You know? Want to get away?
I don't think he's alive.
No, he's not, but it doesn't really matter. You're just selling shoes.
Woo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Look at that.
Right on his head, too.
I know.
You gotta roll. You can't just try to get on your feet.
I understand. He did not, though. He did not. How do you feel about that, Jesse?
Great.
Yeah.
I feel so good.
Are we ending this with a nature nook? Do we have one this
I think
week?
We're going to have to, because the nature nook is a little bit more...
upbeat than that?
Yeah.
No way. Here we go. I got it.
You got it that
finally
time.
Right.
Good
finally
for
right
you. Good for you.
Here we go.
This is just a fun one with a video, Bob, brought to you by Friar Marshall Bob.
Is that what you're
what would it be?
Calling him?
What are the people that like patrol the nature? What are they called?
Oh, Park Ranger.
Park Ranger Bob.
Ranger Bob, dude. Yeah.
So Godzilla Gator burst through iron fence with... It looks like it's not even iron. It looks like it's...
We talked about gators yesterday on Drinking Bros. Let's see this goddamn
thing. Did you show this video, Bob?
I don't know.
Did you do this one?
No,
okay.
I didn't show it.
So anyways, this is like...
I wanted to get a gator for the office.
This is going along with our golf weekend into probably your golf show yesterday.
Sure.
But nothing was going to stop this rampaging reptile from playing gator golf.
I think a lot of people probably think, I have a fence. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So let's go to the course. They have fences all around.
Oh, shit.
No gators.
Look at that fucking thing. That's huge.
You know the fence. We have it in our backyard.
Yeah, we have that fence.
Thinking that we're safe, right?
We're definitely not.
Look at how easy this is.
Wow, dude. Look at that gator. That's a big one.
They do a lot of damage to tires too. People run over gators all the time in Florida.
Yeah, I just talked about it yesterday. I want an office gator, like a little one for the office.
Why?
I just think we need a mascot and it'd be fun for a little bit.
It's going to outgrow the office.
No, I know. We can
pretty fast.
We can throw it out in the woods after that. Like I'm fine with it.
It'll live forever.
Somewhere else. But like I just want like a little 3-month pet around the office.
So if you live in Florida
look at,
or Louisiana,
what we're saying is don't feel so secure.
Right.
Just because you have an iron fence around you.
I can let my dog out in the backyard and not pay super close attention because I have an iron fence in my pet. No.
Yeah. Sorry.
Kids can play. No.
Nope.
This thing will get to where it wants to go.
That's amazing. Beautiful creatures, though. Beautiful creatures. Very powerful.
Creepy.
Beautiful creatures.
Anyways, though. I thought it was funny. It was on the golf course, too. Like,
that's awesome. Maybe he had a tee time that he was late for, that gator.
Yeah, definitely.
And he had to just squeeze on through that fence, get on over to the other side.
Oh, there's gators on Florida golf courses.
My parents' old neighborhoods, there was gators on like fucking every other hole. And they told you, they were like, hey,
watch out.
Yeah. And it's weird because I love to see them. Remember when we had one in our neighborhood?
Yeah.
In North Carolina, and everybody was freaking out, and the animal control wouldn't come out. They were like, we're not coming out for a gator, dude. And people raged in the neighborhood. We've got kids.
They're mostly peaceful.
And it was small, dude.
And cats.
Yeah.
I've got a sweet photo of it. We waited for it and took a sweet pic with it. Yeah, I definitely felt like I could dominate the gator, but it was getting close. Like maybe one more year, and that gator would have eaten everybody. Oh, shit. It got trapped in that dude's garage, remember? They finally came.
Didn't you and Nick roll over there?
Shit, what was his name? And he walked out in the garage, and the fucking gator was inside the garage. And they trapped it in there, and then they finally came out and got it then. But he walked out, and there it was. Shit, I forget that guy's name. He was hammered all the time.
I don't want to say it.
You remember? Anyway. I don't remember his name, but...
Yeah, I think so.
And he came out with a tennis racket. It's like,
what is in the
or a golf club. He was gonna beat the gator to death, and they made him call the whatever the animal control was, and they finally got that fucker. Forgot about that story.
All right, well, let's get on a plane.
That one guy in the neighborhood who it's fine, it's a little 3D monkey that you threw down. We've all got that one guy in the neighborhood who just gets blasted at noon, and you're just like, ah, shit, dude.
You need him.
You do. You need him.
So that you can gauge your own drinking. Yes, because sometimes you just want to make sure that you're not that person.
I know.
And so if there's another person like that, it's just a litmus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Guy like you.
Guy like me. I love it.
Alcoholic.
What a fun show today. God damn, dude. It's a great one because now we're hopping on a plane going to Iami, and everybody's chosen sides over there who they're going to be with on Thursday. And I understand that. Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. All right.
May change as the day goes by.
It could. You don't know.
You don't know.
We're not losing Bob. We're not losing Bob tomorrow, I don't think.
Right? I never had Bob.
Tomorrow?
Bob said, go fuck yourself.
You're just
I'm watching the game.
I know. I'm watching two Cy Young Award pitchers never go had at Bob. It head to head.
Right in front of, right in front of Jesse's face, though, Giorgio's just going to pat Ross on the back.
Yep.
And you're going to see a face of, you know.
I understand it. Look, you guys have chosen sides. We did it today. No, I understand that.
I think I'm going to find out who's really going, like, tonight or tomorrow.
I can be bought and sold.
Yeah.
Giorgio can be bought and sold for sure.
Yes, yeah.
The other thing, Giorgio, is you can also bounce and do whatever you want. You could come, see the thing, and then leave, and that's fine, too. Where are you guys going? Do you know?
That sounds complicated,
are you guys going
Giorgio.
Out to, like, a lunch, like a fun brunch thing?
No. We're doing
Miami's a blast for that, though.
No, we're not doing a daytime.
Mimosas.
No, we're going to do like an early eve into the late eve.
Okay.
A sunset dinner.
I do love Miami,
though. And do a drink.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, when this Marlins thing was a possibility, I looked at D'Anthony and I was like, dude, it's...
And you guys kiss.
You don't have to. We made out hard.
Yep.
And he said, you know what? That's one city you don't have to twist anybody's arm to go to. That and Vegas.
True.
Like if Vegas got the A's, Bob, which I hope they do, that would be a great one.
Be a good one.
My God, dude. Sorry, we got to go to Vegas again, hon. You get it.
I know. All right.
But even ladies love Vegas. Same thing with Miami, where it's like dudes and women love Miami. Those are two cities where it's super easy, where you're just like, all right, let's go, I guess.
I'm going to need a child support stipend.
You think so? You're going to have to call your parents in PR, okay?
PR? Lauren did say that Coconut Grove is a good Tinder spot.
Very familiar with Coconut Grove.
For the boys.
For the boys.
For the boys.
Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Then head on over to Spotify. Just click a 5-star and walk away. You don't have to do anything else. Don't be a fucking asshole, all right? For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.